welcome to another Ion Performance podcast with me, Robin Soden-Taylor. This is the podcast where we're looking at different approaches to optimizing health and performance by speaking to guests with experience that can help us improve in all aspects of life and in training. On today's podcast, I'm going to discuss recovery and the benefits of the Wim Hof method and how it can be used to reduce chronic stress. The Wim Hof method is a practice that I use on a daily basis and has had a positive impact on my life since starting. I'm going to go briefly into the science and the physiological changes within the body that hopefully will help people understand the impact it can have on overall health and our lives. I hope you enjoy the podcast. If you can, please click subscribe and give us a 5-star review. So, over the past 6 months, the team and I at Ion have been working hard to develop our Ion Corporate Wellness Program that I'm excited is now ready to go. So, we've created a platform at Ion to encourage employee engagement that develops positive behavioral change and accountability through daily physical and mental well-being tasks, supported by our expert advice at Ion and our online resources. And this is going to lead to a healthier and more productive workforce. Our program is also teaming up with Mark Stabina of Winning EQ, who we had on the podcast last week. Also, Nick McLeod of One Mile Bakery and Tom Hicks of Hicks Nutrition. And these are leaders within their own industries that have no doubt are going to bring a huge amount of value to the corporate world. There are massive crossovers from my experiences within professional sports and to the corporate world, as I see both high-performing environments that make them exciting places to operate in. In both sport or business, understanding how to perform in high-pressure environments is key to success. And the topic of today's podcast is the Wim Hof method and how it can be used to optimize health and performance in today's society. I've used the Wim Hof method for some time now, and it's certainly become part of my daily routine, and it's helped me very much so through this lockdown period where stress levels have been high at times. I'm also glad to hear that our members at Ion Strength and Conditioning have also been using it, along with our players at the Cardiff Blues. Everyone giving that positive feedback from the benefits of this Wim Hof method. So who is Wim Hof? For those that don't know, Wim Hof, he is an extreme Dutch athlete that holds many records for withstanding extreme cold temperatures that he attributes to his combination of performing regularly his focused breathing techniques and exposure to cold. And he refers to this as the Wim Hof method. These methods have been backed up by scientific studies that illustrate this method can in fact influence our autonomic nervous system, which has always been believed to be involuntary. Having the ability to tap into the autonomic nervous system has the potential for individuals to see reductions in inflammation caused by chronic stress, as well as boosting their immune system, making them less prone to illness. So the Wim Hof method revolves around two key areas being performed consistently: focused breathing and cold exposure. Probably like many others, I was pretty skeptical at first when I started using it and saw it as probably a little bit fluffy, but I gave it a go and the benefits I felt were pretty much straight away. And, you know, ever since then, I've consistently had it as part of my routine, as I've already touched on. So during the lockdown period, I use an Oura Ring. So Oura Ring, it's a device that is great for tracking recovery. There's other devices out there such as the Whoop Band, and these are great devices that are on the market now that I highly recommend people looking at and consider purchasing, because, you know, recovery is very much around this stress management, and in terms of optimizing health and performance, it's key in an understanding. So the Oura Ring for me, it measures heart rate variability, resting heart rate, stages of sleep, so deep and REM stages of sleep, and how much time I get exposed there, also respiratory rate. And during this lockdown period, I have seen significant improvements in my heart rate variability, so that's increased from the mid 70s, you know, to low 90s, which is a significant improvement. My resting heart rate's also dropped from 45 beats per minute to 40 beats per minute. And granted, these change in metrics could come from just the change in my lifestyle, my daily routines, but also during lockdown, stress levels have certainly been elevated. You know, the issues and strains that I have on with the business that I own, Ion Strength and Conditioning, not being able to operate during this COVID period has certainly put me under a lot of pressure. So, you know, I'm glad to say that seeing that, you know, from a recovery perspective and how my mind and my body are feeling during this period, I very much put this down to the Wim Hof method and using this on a daily basis. So understanding the autonomic nervous system, and this is key to the Wim Hof method, and without getting too detailed on it, The autonomic nervous system is part of our central nervous system that regulates a lot of our internal activities within the body, such as heart rate, breathing, digestion, sweating. And this is done through our endocrine system or hormone control by changing the chemical balance to influence the needs of our body and behaviors. And it has two main parts. So it has your sympathetic nervous system, the fight or flight, or the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest. And our sympathetic nervous system is highly active through the day. We react to our environment on many different levels. You know, we're continually exposed to high external stresses from family life, work responsibility, sports, high level sports that we play. And on a regular basis, that puts a massive strain on our body and it has the potential to have a detrimental impact on our health and resulting performance. You know, our bodies are ideally designed that they can react acutely to external stresses, such as, you know, if we have a severe injury, a bad injury, you know, a leg break or whatever. It's how your body responds to it. You know, also, you know, if you're in a threatening situation or, you know, certainly within the gym, I'm sure a lot of people, when they're hyped up going for a PB of some sort, this is where our sympathetic nervous system becomes highly active, you know, and it works fast to activate our adrenal gland, adrenaline's pumping, you know, our heart rate increases, you know, our muscles are ready to fire. This is the benefit of the sympathetic nervous system and why we need to have it. You know, also the impact it has on our immune system. So when we're exposed to bacteria and viruses attacking our body, it's our sympathetic nervous system kicking in into play that results in pro-inflammatory cytokines and white blood cells being produced to fight these invaders. This all has a positive effect if it happens acutely, but the reality is that, you know, certainly in today's society, our sympathetic nervous system is chronically activated and mainly due to the stresses we face every day. You know, as I've already touched on, you know, certainly through work life, family life, you know, large amounts of high intensity training, this causes, you know, a continued increase in levels of inflammation within our body that leads to several, you know, chronic health issues that are common today, certainly autoimmune diseases, you know, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, sleep disorders, just to name a few. When your sympathetic nervous system is highly active, it also reduces the signaling to your gut, and that can have a detrimental effect on your digestive system and gut health. You know, it's essential, you know, for health and wellness. So how do we reduce the strain put on the body by the sympathetic nervous system? Well, we rely on our parasympathetic nervous system, our rest and digest, to counterbalance what is happening and help our body return to homeostasis or that balanced position. You know, activation of our parasympathetic nervous system is key to recovery, reducing inflammation, and just general health and well-being. You know, the topic of sleep, it's ever present these days. You know, a lot of it's being discussed in health and wellness, you know, and performance, and rightly so. This is because during sleep, it's where parasympathetic nervous system is most active and the body is able to slow down and repair itself. You know, when your parasympathetic nervous system is activated, you'll see your heart rate variability increase, you know, blood pressure drops, heart rate lowers, and certain hormone productions increases, such as growth hormone, helping our muscles to repair and grow. So whether you're a professional athlete, a surgeon, a solicitor, bricklayer, whatever, you know, being conscious of your autonomic nervous system and understanding what's going on within our body will certainly help improve overall health, wellness, and performance. You know, becoming more aware of the physiological and psychological benefits you get if you're able to shift your focus, you know, and you allow your body to recover and repair adequately from day to day. It's the Wim Hof method that allows us to tap into our autonomic nervous system and try and have an element of control with what's going on within the body. The focused breathing that Wim Hof method implements, it's different to other styles of breathing. It encourages us to enter a state of controlled hyperventilation. This is where the oxygen levels in the body increases and the carbon dioxide levels decrease, which then increases the blood's alkalinity levels along with the release of adrenaline into the blood when holding your breath. The cold exposures, which are more commonly done through showers and the Wim Hof breathing method, acutely activates the sympathetic nervous system for a short period. And with the production of adrenaline, it helps to increase white blood cell production and a reduction in the inflammation. Adrenaline produced for short amounts of time is very beneficial to the body, but can have an opposite effect if the body forces it to be produced over and over again, that leads to plenty, as we've already spoken about, chronic health issues as discussed. You know, using the Wim Hof method helps our immune system and reduces inflammation by becoming more regulated and less reactive. You know, when our bodies become invaded by pathogens, as we touch on bacteria, viruses, it's the big pro-inflammatory response that causes the symptoms that we have when we are ill. So if our immune systems are more regulated and able to defend these bacteria and viruses without overreacting, we have less inflammation and we become less ill. With the sympathetic nervous system being activated for short periods, the body counteracts it by the parasympathetic nervous system and kicking in. And it's that that then brings around the benefits of recovery and leaves us in a nice relaxed state. I like performing the Wim Hof method in the morning as it leaves me feeling very, very energized, but at the same time, also in a relaxed state. But it's the nice feeling of feeling alert and relaxed for the day ahead. With the Wim Hof method, you know, the focus breathing, understanding, you know, what the focus breathing is and how it impacts our body. So there's three stages to the focus breathing. You know, in stage one, that's where we're putting ourselves into a controlled hyperventilated state. And that's through 30 deep breaths with just short exhales. And this decreases carbon dioxide levels within the blood and also increases the oxygen levels in the blood. Once we've done the 30 deep breaths, we have a big retention hold, you know, and that's for as long as possible. I've certainly seen massive increases in the time I'm able to hold my breath for. Started off from around, you know, 90 seconds, and I've almost now got it to 4.5 minutes, which is significant improvements. This is a hypoxic state. This sets in. So, you know, what's happening now is, you know, when we're holding our breath, oxygen's being used up by the body, so our oxygen levels decrease, but then it's our carbon dioxide levels which increase, and this is what acts as an acute stress, and this is when the sympathetic nervous system kicks in and we start getting this this rush of adrenaline into the body that we've already discussed the benefits of it. You know, the stage three then, this is where we exhale and then we just take a deep breath. We hold for about 15 seconds and this just allows your body to regulate again. The oxygen levels come back to normal. You know, and from here, this is what's stimulating the vagus nerve, which impacts our parasympathetic nervous system or kicks in the parasympathetic nervous system. That at the end of the breathing, you know, it reduces stress and anxiety as we all spoke on. So those three phases, I tend to do the three phases and repeat them three times. You know, and that's for me is what is I find is enough to get the physiological benefits and psychological benefits from the Wim Hof method. There's people that do it 5, 6, 7 times. You know, for me, doing it three times, this usually takes around 15 minutes, which is the time that I have and the time I want to spend on it. Really encourage people to give it a go. We'll put the links in our podcast notes for you to give it a try. You know, and with the Wim Hof method, certainly with the breathing aspect, you know, I'm just talking about my own personal experiences here. You know, if people are looking to try it, then, you know, and you've got underlying health issues, make sure that you you know, you consult your doctor. One of the things you can experience is like a lightheaded, you know, so that's something to be aware of. Don't be too shocked, as long as you're doing it in a safe and controlled environment, you know, like lying on your bed or sitting on the sofa, you shouldn't have any issues. It's always stressed that you do not do this in the bath or, you know, standing up in the shower or such, because like I said, the lightheadedness with the cold exposures, then like I said, most of the time it tends to be, you know, cold showers. That's the easiest way of exposing yourself to the cold. You know, some people have setups in their gardens, you know, in bins, as we had Sean Allen discussing on his podcast, you know, which is great to see. You know, we within professional sports, we have big water tanks, cold water tanks, which the boys get immersed in for reducing inflammation benefits that we've spoken about. The easiest way of doing it and how I have it on a daily basis is through just showers. So, you know, it is a shock to the system. It's the shock that creates that activation, that acute activation of the sympathetic nervous system, you know, so similar to the when you're doing the breathing and the retention holds, you know, when the oxygen levels decrease, you know, the CO2 levels increase, you know, and it triggers that acute stress, or is that acute stress? It's the same thing with the showers. The cold showers is an acute stress. stress where we suddenly get in, we get shocked, you know, but it's all about trying to focus on your breathing, trying to reduce that response that you get. And, you know, over time, certainly, you know, it's amazing how your body adapts to it pretty quickly, you know, focusing on your breathing. I like to use box breathing. So box breathing is where you breathe in for 5 seconds, hold for 5 seconds, breathe out for 5 seconds. And that just allows you in a stressful situation to really control your breath and make sure you don't have any big overreactions. So how I tend to do it in the morning, I'll do my breathing first, and then from there I use my breathing. I also use my red light panel from Red Light Rising that we spoke on James Strong about. So check that podcast out for all the benefits of the red light therapy. But then from there, that's where I go into the shower and I do my cold shower exposures. And I usually, you know, I'm comfortable in my cold showers now. I can be in there for about 4 to 5 minutes, you know. And again, it's that acute stimulation of your sympathetic nervous system. It then kicks in your parasympathetic nervous system, as we've spoken about. I get out of the shower, I'm feeling in a very relaxed yet alert state, and it's a great way to start the day. Get into a cold shower first thing in the morning, it can be tough. You know, I know that it is a shock to the system. So if you are looking to start out, you know, how we build up, how I recommend people build up to it is, you know, jump in the shower as normal, and then for the last 30 seconds, that's where you flip it to cold, 30 seconds, and then you hop out, you know, focus on your breathing. Week two then, that's where I'll increase that time to 60 seconds. Week three, up to 90 seconds. Week four, to 2 minutes. And then so on, just building up 30 seconds at a time. I think if you can get to a point where you're in there for about, you know, 4 to 5 minutes, that's, you know, you're doing well, and you're certainly going to be feeling the benefits of the cold shower exposures. And so along with the cold exposures and the focused breathing, the other key element to the Wim Hof method is consistency. You know, you doing these simple tasks on a daily basis is what's really going to bring about change. You know, and change is what's going to, you know, for the betterment of our health and wellness. And I can't recommend it highly enough. You know, as a strength and conditioning coach, understanding ways to optimizing health, wellness, and performance, it is my passion. And recovery is an essentially overlooked area. Very much so these days, you know, everyone looks at exercise selection, you know, drills that we do, certainly in the sports world, is key to improving performance. But optimizing, you know, performance, it's very much about recovery. When you're adding stress on stress all the time, whether it's training in the week, whether it's, you know, performing on the weekend, understanding ways then to really recover from this stress is what is going to optimize performance, you know, on the weekend. You know, and it's no different in the workplace, in that corporate environment, when we're under these stressful situations day in, day out, having to make decisions. It's understanding how we can recover, because if we can recover, we're going to perform better. You know, and I understand the Wim Hof method, it might not be for everyone, you know, but I've just been giving you my own personal experiences and giving you a touch around the scientific side of things and the research. You know, it certainly has had a positive effect on me, and I plan on continuing, you know, using the discipline and implementing it on a daily basis when life goes back to normal after lockdown and those common stress triggers return of everyday life. I really suggest try giving it a go and let us know what you feel from it. A short podcast today, but it's a topic I'm passionate about, and I believe if implemented, it can have a positive effect on people's lives. There is a lot of information out there on Wim Hof, you know, different styles of focused breathing, cold exposures, that I strongly suggest people just take the time just to learn about, as it's fascinating, but also can have huge benefits to you as individuals. I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. Don't forget, please click subscribe, and if you can, give us a 5-star review.